Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. A new clinic on the second floor of Northumberland Hills Hospital opened recently, providing enhanced care to babies and mothers. While many families will get support from their primary care providers, there are a lot of parents who don't have access to that basic level of support. The clinic hopes to fill this gap. Take a listen and see if you think this is a good service for babies, mothers, and the community at large. Do you know someone who might benefit? I'm so pleased to have with me today from Northumberland Hills Hospital, Kate Zimmerman, Vice President of Integrated Care, and Dr. Aaron Pepper, Chief of Maternal and Child Health Care. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you.
What is at the heart of newborn, perinatal, and reproductive care? Can I start with you, Dr. Pepper?
So we've opened a new clinic at the hospital focusing on newborn care in the primarily first week of life, but also extending to the first 2 months with the addition of some additional prenatal services for some of our currently enrolled pregnant patients.
Kate, I'd like to know, what is it that the hospital is trying to do by opening this clinic?
So thanks for the question. So I think for me, this is really about meeting a need within the community. So we were seeing, we had patients, as Dr. Pepper referenced, our patients who were either delivering and were coming back for sort of outpatient follow-up with their well baby within that first, you know, immediate period after birth. And we were sort of accommodating them within our existing structures in the organization. And we really, when we looked at this, we really felt we had enough patient need and enough volume to actually formalize a clinic structure so that this could be, you know, better planned, better equipped in terms of resources to be able to provide this care for this group of our patients.
Just to follow up, Kate, there are around about 500 births at Northumberland Hills Hospital in the last few years. Is that a lot?
No, it's not, you know, a huge amount, but it's all relative, right? So when you compare that to larger centers, you could say, well, that's not a lot, but we have seen that slowly increase a little bit. I actually think this year, don't quote me, but I think we're approaching, you know, 585, almost 600 births. So we are seeing an increase. And, you know, I think you see that reflected in the population that's coming into Northumberland, lots of new housing, lots of young families coming in. Even ourselves, when the hospital hosts every year a big staff barbecue on the green of the hospital, and, you know, staff members are invited to bring their kids and their families, and the amount of young families and young children that we're seeing, it really is reflected of that population. So we expect that with that sort of influx of younger families, and as we know, affordability, often people move outside of major centers and further east, that we will see increasing birth volumes at NHH. And so we want to plan for that.
And just one final question. Is there a particular demographic, a certain profile of people that need this particular service, or is it sort of across the board universal?
It's our patients primarily, right? So primarily it's our patients that are attached to either our family physicians or our OB physicians who deliver at NHH. So it's primarily that group of patients. But we also recognize that there are patients who may not be attached to a primary care provider, or patients that may visit our emergency department either while they're pregnant or shortly after giving birth. And so we have made accommodation as we've planned for this clinic for those patients also to be seen as necessary in the clinic. But that, I would say, that's not the primary focus of the clinic. The focus really is our own patients.
Dr. Pepper, not everyone may understand these terms. So could we just take a moment to break it down? So newborn may seem obvious, but what are we talking about in terms of a baby?
So primarily for the clinic's sake, we are really focused on that first week of life where someone may have difficulty getting into their family doctor, or their family doctor is significantly out of town. As Kate said, there may not be a primary care provider at all. And so in that first week, sometimes, you know, babies need a higher volume of care. Often we're discharging so much earlier from labor and delivery after birth now that we do actually want all of these babies seen within 48 hours of an early discharge. And so in that first week, that might be a weight check, some feeding support. Some babies need repeat blood work for jaundice, called a bilirubin. And so that will be done at this clinic. But in particular, what we've added from us to this clinic as an additional service that we haven't been able to provide before is care up until 2 months of age for babies who truly are unattached. So without a primary care physician or nurse practitioner, close enough to get to as a new baby. So we've set a kilometer distance for now, but that's to be reevaluated as we move forward. So given sort of our Canadian winter and, you know, traveling with a brand new baby, we've sort of set that as about 100 to 150 kilometers right now, that if, you know, as a definition of being an unattached baby, that baby might go back to their primary care provider, past Toronto at that 2 month stage. But if they're truly unattached, we're actually, one of our big focuses is to make sure that they're attached by the time they're 2 months of age. You know, it's difficult to attach a baby on the weekend when they're on labor and delivery for 24 or 48 hours. But if we have 2 months to recruit a family doctor for this baby primarily, ultimately many people, that means hopefully a primary care provider for their entire family. But we really are hoping to have all of these babies attached at this 2 month mark.
Now, what does perinatal mean?
Perinatal is the period that someone may be pregnant and postpartum. So that might include the antenatal period that they are pregnant. It may include, but also include the postpartum period. Obviously our intrapartum period is in labor, on labor and delivery. And that is our inpatient, unit that we serve. We're trying to encompass non-gendered language in naming this clinic. And so other hospitals, you may still see terminology like women's and babies clinic. But as we were starting, as we're starting this clinic, we wanted to make sure we were using inclusive language.
And the last one, thank you. The last one is, what falls under reproductive care? What does that mean?
So again, that might be as we extend, it includes pregnancy, but also as we extend into the future of this clinic, it may include the getting pregnant, component. It may include any period of time in a woman's reproductive stages of life. We're hoping to have visiting specialists eventually as part of this clinic. And so that might include infertility specialists. It might include menopause specialists.
In Canada, somewhere between 10 to 20% of women receive inadequate prenatal care, and that is during pregnancy. Do we have any idea, Kate, what the local statistics are?
So to be very honest, I don't know what the local statistics are in terms of prenatal care. I would imagine for those people within our community and our catchment area that have a family physician, that's where they're receiving their prenatal care. And I would, you know, from what I've experienced with our family physicians, I would say that's probably excellent prenatal care when they're receiving it. But as you said, you know, some people don't receive prenatal care because they're not attached to a family physician. So I do know that primary care within our community is something that we need to expand upon. We need to have more primary care providers. I know at the county level, there's some initiatives looking at bringing and our Ontario Health Team level of Northumberland bringing initiatives to bring family physicians into the area, because as practices get maximized and population grows in the area, we need to ensure people can get a family doctor.
Dr. Pepper, what kind of challenges might newborn parents face that would bring them into the clinic, especially mothers? Can you tell us how this program is going to help them?
So initially, this program is going to be based on our recommendations at discharge. And so if a baby isn't feeding well at discharge and we feel needs an appointment for feeding support sooner than they otherwise would be able to get one at their own primary care provider, then we would, you know, we will recommend a weight check to be done in those first few days after discharge. In particular, right now, this isn't going, we're not going to be serving as a self-refer clinic. If there is sort of ongoing concern, particularly maybe mom, you know, a wound that mom has in relation to her birth, potentially a surgical birth, the family physician could refer back to our obstetrician through this clinic, particularly women who have had complications of their pregnancy, like high blood pressure during their pregnancy. This clinic will be an opportunity to have some follow-up blood pressures done if they're unable to otherwise have that done by their primary care provider, and have their medications titrated. Often these medications are being stopped after delivery, but occasionally they continue until their blood pressure is in a safer range. And so some of that type of follow-up will be able to be performed. We'll be able to do simultaneous postpartum and newborn follow-up at the same time in this clinic.
You guys almost act like a bridge to kind of make sure that there's no gaps and that they're not going to fall through the cracks. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, I mean, our goal is not to take the role of the family physician. And if someone has access, then we certainly want that immediate relationship and follow-up to be done by primary care. And for the most part, most of our babies are being seen very quickly by their primary care provider and don't need any extra service. But there are some babies certainly falling through the cracks that, you know, that have had to go to walk-in clinics for that first week's weight check. And that is really the family that we are looking to serve.
There may be some listeners who are thinking about what you've said, and they may be thinking about all these other services that new mothers seem to have. I mean, the YMCA runs a newborn program for fitness and support. There's the early on child and family centers providing free parenting programs. I mean, the Northumberland Child Development Centers also offer support. And even there's a chiropractic clinic, Hubble and Johnson, that offers local moms and baby groups support. Kate, there are so many other programs, including the health unit, by the way. Why do we need another program? Why is this such a unique need that has to be filled?
So, you know, we are, as a hospital, we partner with our community agencies, many of whom you've listed. But, you know, as Dr. Pepper spoke about, this is really that first 2 weeks of life, right? You're many of those organizations are not, you know, a mom who's just had a baby is not thinking about going off to do chiropractic or, you know, those types of things. Good parenting, it's that first 2 weeks of life where you want to really make sure that your baby's feeding, that they're well, that they're, you know, gaining weight, that if they have, if they did have problems with the delivery, that there's nothing, you know, further moving forward, whether that's a wound, as Dr. Pepper mentioned, or jaundice for the baby. It's really that medical follow-up. But, you know, having said that, we do have a team that will support, so that it's an interprofessional team. We have physicians, we have midwives, nursing, we have within the organization social workers we can make referrals to, other members of our team, for example. So it is also providing, you know, that wraparound care should somebody require it in that time period. So it is a bit different than some of the community supports that are available, because they're sort of for people that are later along in their parenting journey.
Kate, what about staffing and costs? I mean, obviously Dr. Pepper is involved. How many other staff are involved in this clinic?
So we have a nurse who provides support to this clinic, as well as administrative support. And we were seeing, you know, earlier you asked me how we define the need for this clinic, and I think I answered it, but I just add a little bit to that. What we were finding when we looked at our data is, you know, within approximately a year, we were seeing that patients were coming back. We had close to 700 visits of the type that, you know, we've described to you, and they were just coming back without a formal structure being in place. And so it was important for us to formalize that, make sure that we had dedicated resources to support it, rather than, you know, just having an appointment to see the physician, maybe one of the nurses from the labor and delivery unit coming out and supporting that appointment. We wanted to formalize it and put the appropriate resources in place to, so that we have a specific area, there is a specific, you know, nursing assignment, that there is a nurse dedicated to this clinic without any other responsibilities for the day. There's also administrative support to book, do the bookings, do the follow-up, etc. So I hope that answers that part of the question.
So what is the cost then associated with the clinic?
Operating costs.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the cost of the staff. We were able to purchase some equipment for the clinic, but it's, you know, it's mainly the staff to maintain that clinic moving forward. It's on a part-time basis right now. So it is 3 days, three days a week right now. We went back and forth. So it is 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7:30 to 3:30. So it's the cost to operate that from a staffing perspective.
And what about the capital cost to create the area that has been named?
No, we had a, there weren't any, there were some minor equipment purchases, as I said, but we had some space that was previously occupied by a couple of our physician colleagues who moved out of the hospital into the community. So we utilized, we didn't have, there was no capital renovation costs or anything like that that was required. It was really sort of sprucing up the area, cleaning it, doing some minor painting, etc.
Dr. Pepper, how many family physicians are there that have some level of expertise in this area? We've talked about people being associated with a GP or not being associated with a GP and that there being a need. But how many family physicians do we have within the catchment area that can do this?
So all family doctors and primary care providers, including nurse practitioners, can do well newborn care, and all should have that as part of their cradle to grave practice. In particular, at NHH, we have 6 family doctors that currently deliver babies, so provide family medicine obstetrical care. So that's looking after pregnancies from the beginning to term, being present on labor and delivery for the labor as well as doing the delivery. When a family doctor looks after a pregnancy, we look after the entire pregnancy, as well as the time on labor and delivery. And that while on labor and delivery, we look after both the mom and the baby, which is different than an obstetrician who only looks after the mom, does the delivery. And then actually those of us that provide family medicine obstetrics look after that obstetrician, the baby that the obstetrician has delivered. So we provide that additional service to the hospital. So there are 6 of us currently providing that service.
And what is the role of midwives in all of this?
We have 6 midwives that deliver at NHH. So they also take on low-risk obstetrical patients, follow their pregnancy, and then look after the baby for usually the first 6 weeks of life.
And Kate, what's next?
Well, we want to evaluate the clinic. I think we've been up and running for a couple of weeks. I know Dr. Pepper was in the clinic recently and had saw a few patients. So it really is, evaluating the clinic. We're learning as we go. What are the needs of our patients? Is this the right service to be offering, or are we seeing an unmet need that we need to think about from a future planning perspective? So we did, allude to the possibility of, in the future, subspecialists coming on site, reproductive health, is there a role, postpartum depression, those types of things, at a later point. And we'll see as the clinic grows. We're in early days yet, but we're excited to be able to offer this to our patients within the community, because we know it's been a need based on the visits that we were seeing in years prior.
Can I just add, we'd also really like to add, in the shorter term, the availability of some PAP testing for unattached patients. And so we just need to get up and running and then do some training for our nurses. But that is on our hopefully sooner future.
Kate Zimmerman, Dr. Erin Pepper, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Welcome.
Thank you.
That was Kate Zimmerman, Northumberland Hills Hospital Vice President, Integrated Care, and Dr. Erin Pepper. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me. And I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at ConsiderThisNorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.